Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the program. This is Believe in Blazers on the Believe Podcast Network. I am your host, Peter Sampson. Good to be with you. Coming off of a great, very entertaining Trail Blazers win last night over the Atlanta Hawks, 106-102. Let's look at the week so far with the Portland Trail Blazers, and then we'll jump ahead to tonight's game, tonight being Thursday, with the New York Knicks in town. That should be an entertaining one as well. So, you know, over the weekend, Saturday, the Blazers, they have the OT win over the Raptors. DeAndre Ayton sort of leads the way in that game. Of course, you know, he missed the potential game winner there. He was getting his jersey tugged on, and he did not get the sort of the lob floater right at the rim to go in. Kelly Olynyk, they're never going to call the foul in that situation, but Olynyk yanking on his jersey there keeps it from going in. Blazers win in overtime anyway, but DeAndre Ayton, 30 points, 19 boards in that game. Very entertaining. And so they turn around Monday, and the Boston Celtics are in town. They're at Moda Center, and man, you talk, there are litmus test games, and there are litmus test games. And the Boston Celtics, that is a good basketball team. Even without Jrue Holiday didn't play, Kristaps Porzingis didn't play, didn't really matter. Of course, they had Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Derek White, a bevy of bench players showed up. You know, Peyton Pritchard showed up and did very well. And, I mean, the Boston Celtics, just 121-99 the final. You've seen bigger blowouts, but that was an absolute dismantling considering it was, quote-unquote, only a 22-point loss. Like, you just knew the Blazers were never in that game. And they even did some nice things. Portland did some nice things. They're just simply not on the level of the Boston Celtics, and it was on full display there. After the game, talking to Chauncey Billups, you know, he made sure to point out, he was like, man, you know, that they're a championship team for a reason. They're the best team in the NBA for a reason. And he said, you know, what he loves about them is that they don't get bored playing the right way, and they really don't. I mean, the ball movement, I mean, they had something like 20 assists in the first half of that game. And, you know, drive, kick, swing, three-pointer. They don't really play, especially considering, you know, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And there's no denying Tatum's talent, but I haven't always been the biggest Jason Tatum guy. Like, I certainly respect his game, and he can absolutely put that team on his back if he has to. But I've always maintained the worst thing that ever happened to Jason Tatum's career was when back in the day he trained with Kobe and he got that kind of that you want the ball, go get the rebound mentality, because he really had to work his way out of some bad habits that he developed. And the thing is he mostly has, but you can force Jason Tatum back into some bad habits, some ball hogging. That being said, none of that against the Blazers on Monday night. In fact, Tatum, he was really smart. He would just he would get up top, and they'd run screen actions until he was matched up against Anfernee Simons, and then he would just take him to the rack, just walk him right down, And I mean, let's be real. Anthony Simons is not going to stop Jason Tatum. I mean, Simons, I mean, we know what kind of defender Simons is. It hasn't been, how can I put this nicely? There really hasn't been great defense played by Simons over the last, say, 5-6 games. We'll leave it at that. Jason Tatum recognizes that. He gets the matchup he wants and just rolls right to the rim. In that Boston game, the Blazers, DeAndre Ayton again, 22 points, 15 rebounds. Very, very solid performance for DA. And then, of course, last night, Wednesday, the Portland Trail Blazers, an exciting, a come-from-behind win over the Atlanta Hawks. The Blazers score 35 in the third quarter. They outscored Atlanta in the second quarter. You could see kind of the momentum shifting as the game approached halftime, but still a little work to do. Portland drops 35 in the third. Atlanta tries to make a little bit of a comeback in the fourth. It's just not enough. Now, Anthony Simons had 36 in this game, played very well offensively, but I think we know the hero of the game once again was Domin Ayton, DeAndre Ayton, 30 points, 32 points, 19 rebounds. He was unstoppable, and he was getting pretty much whatever he wanted against Clint Capella, who isn't maybe the easiest matchup for, you know, for a guy like Ayton. Because, I mean, DeAndre Ayton, he's such an interesting player because you look at him physically, and if he really wants to bang against you, he can. I mean, all except just the most physical centers. Like, maybe he's not going to be able to do that against Joel Embiid. Maybe he can't really do that against Nikola Jokic. I mean, Rudy Gobert, not as strong, but he has the length. There are guys where it's going to be a challenge for him. But for the most part, DeAndre Ayton, he can, especially in the modern NBA, he can just back you down if he wants to. Now, does he always want to? No. A lot of times he's going to hit that mid-range jumper. It's beautiful. It's been especially wet of late. I mean, over the last month, it's been so automatic. But Clint Capella, one of those guys, a classic kind of, you know, use his strength, out muscle you, defend, rebound. And DeAndre Ayton had his way with him. I mean, he really got whatever he wanted, inside out, great rebounding. He even got to the free throw line. And I know a lot of people clown. It's so funny. DeAndre Ayton, been on fire, been killing it, you know, since he came back, you know, mid-January, we'll say. You know, he's averaging like 18 points a game, 12 rebounds. And just today, first thing this morning, maybe late last night, you know, DeAndre Ayton has this monster game. And what do I see on YouTube? I'm one of the big NBA content creators talking about how DeAndre Ayton's the biggest disappointment in the NBA. That's nonsense. It's nonsense. It just is. And I know he's got a reputation. And to a degree, I even sort of understand why. But I look at a guy who, you know, in Phoenix was scapegoated a lot. And I understand the inconsistency. I understand, you know, with Phoenix, you know, fans were frustrated because you look at when he's locked in, how he can play, and his attention or maybe his effort appeared to sort of wane. It would come and go. But I also know this is a guy where from the outside, obviously I cover the Blazers. I'm a Blazers guy, but I watched a lot of Phoenix Suns basketball over the last couple of years. You know, Monty Williams took every opportunity, it felt like, in a post-game presser, in media availability, to sort of subtly throw Ayton under the bus. And here's a guy who I know was told, you know, play for the team, sacrifice your stats, and you're going to get paid. He did that, and then he didn't get paid. And you wonder why he was so ticked off, you know? So I get it. But also, there's a certain narrative around DeAndre Ayton that I think isn't entirely fair. And people just love to pile on the guy. Again, you go back to the ice storm here in Portland, Oregon, earlier in the season. And, you know, I saw it all over the place, all the dumb talking head shows. I call them sports shouting shows, talking about how DeAndre Ayton couldn't make the game. And, man, you do everything you want. I would have sledded down if I had to. Hook, 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 hook. I would have had a helicopter pick me up. Hook, 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 hook. Well, you've obviously never been to Portland when you get, you know, a couple inches of ice, because the city becomes unnavigable. And of course, if you live in the West Hills, and if you have a sports car that, you know, doesn't have chains, and you're from the Bahamas and played your college ball in Arizona, and your NBA career so far in Arizona, not to mention they had team employees try to go get him and they got stuck. It's completely fair. And I think if it weren't DeAndre Ayton, all the sports shouting shows wouldn't have even really brought it up. But because it is DeAndre Ayton, they have fodder for their stupid opinions and they just fire them off. Good. Great. Congratulations. Enjoy your clicks. It's not fair, but it is what it is. But the bottom line is, well, here we are. And Ayton, depending on how you look at it, you know, since January, basically since he came back from the knee tendonitis quite some time ago, 20 games ago or so, has been killing it. Since he came back from the sprained hand, he has been a monster, you know. And Chauncey Billups last night after the game, he said it perfectly. He was asked, I think it was Sean Hyken, I don't recall who asked the question, but he asked, have you unlocked him? And he said, yeah, we've unlocked him, and he's been a monster. And in the locker room, DeAndre Ayton asked, have you been unlocked? Yeah, I have, and I'm trying to do it all. It was a great interview with Ayton last night in the locker room. And again, I think that's maybe some of the reason that he gets a little bit of a worse rap than he should. You know, Ayton is not, he's not necessarily a natural when it comes to speaking with the media, and that stuff sort of matters, but it's not like he's not argumentative or aggressive. He's just, you know, he kind of is who he is, and it's not always, you know, this great, great interview. And usually those challenges, it's younger dudes. It's, you know, I know in the sports radio days, if you get like a rookie, or especially like when you get college players, they haven't been trained yet. Usually by the NBA level, these guys are pretty much pros. They've worked with PR. It's all this, you know, this training and practice that's gone into it. But I mean, Ayton, it's just not necessarily what he's best at. He's best at basketball. Some of these guys are absolute pros. Damian Lillard, pro with the media. Scoot Henderson, young, but very good, especially for his age. Like, he's going to be fantastic. He's still got a little bit of a ways to go, but he's good with the media. DeAndre Ayton, not necessarily great, but it doesn't come from disliking the media or being a bad guy or any of those things. He's just not necessarily great with a microphone in his face. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think all of these things put together sort of gives you this image, this picture that people on the outside have sort of painted of DeAndre Ayton. Well, here we are. I know it's a lost season. Blazers have 19 wins, but this is the DeAndre Ayton I thought we were always going to get, a guy who was unlocked, who was finally going to get his shots. It took some time. The Blazers not really doing a good job finding DeAndre Ayton at the beginning of this season. A concerted effort has been made. I mean, I you know, Chauncey Billups talked about that. I wrote about it for Clutch Points. Chauncey Billups has the team making a concerted effort to get DeAndre Ayton more involved. This was like 6 weeks ago. Here it is. These are the fruits of those labors, and it's great to see, because he's such an interesting player, and if he's locked in, I mean, he's a plus defender. He's certainly not, you know, a Gobert or something like that. He's a plus defender, and he's a great, great rebounder, very plus rebounder. And again, a guy who can offensive rebound, hit the putbacks. You can find him on the lob. He can stretch out to say 17 feet. And when he's getting those opportunities, all of a sudden, hey, look, those screens that he sets for Anthony Simons or Scooter, just a little bit more physical, aren't they? Hey, he's crashing the glass just a little bit more. He's running the floor just a little bit harder. That's been the story of the NBA since time immemorial. I mean, just feed the big man and he'll play harder for you, right? I mean, I've been watching the NBA since the 80s, and I remember they said it then. I'm sure they said it before that. I'm sure they said it about you know, Wilt and all those guys. You got to do it. Yeah, by the way, my first Blazer game, since I said I've been watching since the 80s. So I'm 45. And my first game was, I guess it was 85. I think it was 85. And I went with my grandparents. I'm like 6, 7 years old. And I guess I'm 7. I went with my grandparents. And the tickets were silver then, and they had Blazer players on them. And it was a Jim Paxson was on it. And I remember going to the game, and we get a big popcorn and a soda is great. And I'm a little kid. As soon as they hand the popcorn to me at the concession stand, I immediately drop it and spill it everywhere. And I'm trying to hold back tears, right? Because at home, it's you spilled it, you don't get any more. We were poor, you know. Grandparents weren't poor. We were poor. And the concession stand, man, the guy just gave me another one. And I remember being flabbergasted. Like, oh my gosh, they're so nice here. If you have an accident and you spill it, they'll give you another one. That's amazing. And then, you know, we get to our seats, which were amazing seats. I'll talk about that in a second. And the biggest memory I have is I thought it was hilarious that there was a giant dude named Kiki on the Blazers, Kiki Vandeweghe. And he was fun to watch, his footwork, something else. Even as a little kid, you know, I remember my grandpa pointing out his footwork and, you know, told me that he had back in the day, you know, he went to UCLA and that he had even taken ballet classes to work on his footwork. And so I was really watching that. I remember Clyde Drexler very young but the thing is, so I go to the game, I have a great time, we're real close, means nothing to me. Years later, not a crazy amount, but like say like 3 years later, I'm much more aware. I mean, if you're a parent or even you remember when you were young, there's a huge difference mentally between 7 years old and 10 years old, right? 6 years old, 10 years old. And I'm a much bigger Trailblazers fan, NBA fan. I find in my closet, I'm cleaning my room and I find my ticket. And now I know how to read that ticket. And I look at the section, and it was row double E behind the home bench. Like, fifth row behind the bench. I go, oh my gosh. Holy cow. This is incredible. And I didn't realize, I did realize, but I never thought about it, that their season tickets are that good. I got to hit Grandma and Grandpa up for another game, right? And so I see them very, you know, shortly thereafter. And I'm like, hey, do you still have those season tickets? Oh, we never went. And so we canceled them because we would just end up giving them away to friends and family and whatnot. Colleagues. Grandpa was a doctor, a urologist. And so, you know, give them to, you know, coworkers, thank yous, all those sorts of things. There's a lot of hobnobbing that goes on with that too, conferences and things like that. And I was like, I cannot believe that you gave up those tickets, because you got to understand, this is like 89, 90 now. Oh, the team's a championship contender. Obviously, they didn't get over the hump. But man, I wouldn't have minded having some bomb seats to watch Clyde, Porter, Kersey, you know, Buck Williams, maybe Sambui was still there, you know. Maybe the trade hadn't happened yet, but it was right around that time. Duckworth, can I get some, please? No, you can't. You'll go sit in the 300 levels once a year and you'll like it. Which is fair. I did like it. But I digress. Let's talk about the modern Portland Trail Blazers again.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so New York Knicks in town tonight. Should be a fun game. I watched New York absolutely dismantle the Philadelphia 76ers the other night. Of course, it's no surprise. The Knicks' fortunes, it's basically, do they have OG Anunoby or not? Anunoby came back. Magically, the Knicks win. Oh, by the way, they won by 27. They bounce back. It's kind of funny because on Sunday, it was a throwback late 90s game. Knicks lose to the 76ers 79-73. By the way, all of you that claim you miss and want 90s-style NBA basketball back, no, you don't. No, you don't. And don't get me wrong, I have fond memories of it as a fan as well. Yeah, give me Jordan. Give me a key, you know, give me all those guys. Go pull up a 1998 Knicks Heat game on YouTube and tell me that's what you want, because you don't. Yes, the league needs to fix offense. They need to allow the defense to do more, which rumor is they have since the All-Star break. They were embarrassed by a team scoring 200 points in the All-Star game. I did hear that fouls, like in general, are down like 12%. They're letting since the All-Star game, they're letting the players do a little bit more physically, which is a good thing. Of course, no memo went out, so some of the leaguers supposedly, reportedly, caught off guard, but I would expect some changes. But anyway, the 79-73, they lose. They bounce back last night, Tuesday, and day before, yesterday, Tuesday, and absolutely crush the same 76ers, 106-79. The difference, OG Anunoby back, also Josh Hart, former Trailblazer with a triple-double and almost a 20-20 game. Hart had 20 points, 19 boards, 10 assists in that game. Thibodeau pulled him out, which is so funny because Tibbs rep, he'll never pull anyone out of a game, but Hart could have gone for a 20-20, and he's like, no, I got to get you your rest. Really? Really, Coach Tibbs? The same guy that ran, you know, Luol Deng, Joakim Noah, and Derrick Rose into the ground. You know, the same guy that is just going to play all your starters 47 and a half minutes. Yeah, you better pull Josh Hart out. I get it. And frankly, it's the right call. It's just a surprising decision coming from Tibbs. The Knicks taking on the Trailblazers tonight from Moda Center. It's going to be a tough one for Portland. I mean, of course, they're playing well, but they're on a back-to-back. Jalen Brunson is really the guy that makes the engine go. I know I just shouted out OG Anunoby like four times, and that's true. But Jalen Brunson, 27 points a game. I mean, and I'll be real. I thought that was an overpay when the Knicks sort of grabbed him from the Dallas Mavericks. I said, okay, cool. Yeah, enjoy your pretty good point guard, your dude that gets meaningless buckets. Yeah, not so much. Jalen Brunson is a baller. There's no denying it. Of course, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, those Villanova guys. OG Anunoby, I mentioned. Julius Randle still out. He had the dislocated shoulder. He's estimated to return in probably about a week, maybe 2 weeks. But the Knicks are a fun team. They're a tough team. And for the Blazers, of course, still no Malcolm Brogdon. Of course, no Shaedon Sharpe. Jabari Walker and Jeremy Grant are going to be game time decisions. In fact, by the time you listen to this, possibly we know who's going to play as far as the bigger forwards there, Grant, Walker. I get a feeling that Grant was just held out as a precaution last night against Atlanta. Like they said, you know what? We have a chance to win this game even without Jeremy Grant tonight. We have no chance to win against the Knicks without Jeremy Grant tomorrow. That's sort of my guess. It's the same reason that because of the back-to-back, all of a sudden Scoot didn't start and they put him on a minutes restriction. It makes sense, right? Like, okay, well, Atlanta, not that great. you know, especially no Trae Young. You knew DeJounte Murray was going to get his third straight 40-point game against the Blazers, by the way. But for the most part, you could sort of game the home back-to-back. So if I'm forced to guess, I would expect Jeremy Grant to play. I don't know that. I don't have inside info, but I would expect that. Jabari, I'm not sure at all. Scoot Henderson, whether he starts or not, and I think he will, but Scoot definitely going to go. It's going to be a challenge, going to be a fun game. I'm sure Nick Fan is going to be out in force at Moda Center. Man, at the Boston game, if you were there, you know about it. Unbelievable. It was probably 50-50, at least volume-wise. I have to get to the arena, like, very early, right? So for that 7:30 game, I'm there at, I don't know, 4:15, 4:30, 4:45 maybe. And there's a handful of fans there already. And I was counting. And at that time, Boston fan outnumbered Blazer fan like 7-1. Boston fan dressed up as a leprechaun outnumbered Blazer fan 4-1. They showed up in force. And you know what? Good for them. Props to them. Boston fan a little obnoxious. For the most part, they were cool though. They were cheering. They were getting a Let's Go Celtics chant go on. That's fine. Do all that. Take over the opposing team's arena, the home arena. Do it. It's what you're supposed to do as a fan. Did see some reports about Celtics fans being obnoxious. It doesn't surprise me. I personally did not witness any of that. Knicks fan, sort of a lesser version of a Celtics fan. I think a lot of that is down to the fact that the Knicks just basically haven't been good in a long time. Maybe with some success, they're pretty good this year. Of course, with the injuries, they kind of hit a speed bump. But maybe Knicks fan gets a little more obnoxious. Maybe they get a little bit more aggressive. I don't know. But I think that New York fan has been humbled over the last 20 years or so. I think that they know not to get too happy, too up, too proud, too loud. But we'll see how it goes. This should be a good game. Hopefully the Blazers can string together another competitive game. I mean, it's not about wins and losses at this point. Wins are more fun, certainly. Like how fun was last night, right? But I understand you're trying to get lottery position. You're trying to jockey for ping pong balls. The ultimate outcome is a competitive game that the Blazers lose, right? I don't know. I mean, it depends on what you look for as a fan. I certainly like watching wins. I understand why some of you might not. But at this point, the Knicks are, this opened at Knicks minus 8.5. It's ballooned to minus 10.5. And I don't really get into betting too much. I'm not really going to say if I think the Blazers are going to cover or not. I really don't care. But I just hope that Portland at least keeps this close. I'm looking for another big game from DeAndre Ayton. I want to see the young guys, the Chris Murrays, the Delano Battens. I want to see those guys be productive, play within the system, and ultimately hit shots. That's all I'm looking for from this game. Get some momentum, play out the rest of the season, and let's look to build next year. So enjoy the game. I am Peter Sampson. You can follow me on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, that cesspool. You can follow me there at Peter Sampson, S-A-M-P-S-O-N. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast. I'm giving it to you twice a week, maybe three times a week. Depends on the week. Depends on what's going on. Hit subscribe. Enjoy the program. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter, X, whatever, if you ever have a question you want me to address, anything you want me to talk about. Enjoy the games. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.